I hear the weather outlook for Southeast Alaska is dry and cold. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, this is one of those tough winters for us. There's, we usually look at conditions around the planet, in particular with sea surface temperatures and things like that. And there's nothing really screaming at us this year to give us a clue as to what kind of a winter it's going to be. However, having said that, we've dug a little bit deeper and trying to correlate this winter's outlook with a phenomenon called the Pacific Decadal Oscillation. There's a fairly good correlation between how that Pacific Decadal Oscillation is set up and Southeast Alaska temperatures during the winter. And that's really the key basis for why we're looking at a cooler than normal winter.
How much cooler are we talking about? Can you actually predict that with accuracy?
No, we can't really go down to that far. We're really trying to, you know, weigh the odds and see if we can lean towards one probabilistic outcome over the other. Southeast Alaska winters are notorious for being having only a few extreme events really tilt the odds to having a season end up being extreme in one direction or another. For example, we all remember the snowy winter of 2006 and 7. And, you know, we look back on that, and there was only a few really snowy days that winter. But what there was a persistent snowfall, particularly early in the year in November and later in the winter in March. And other than that, December, January, February of that winter was pretty normal. So looking ahead to what's 2013-14 winter looks like, again, the Pacific Decadal Oscillation right now is characterized by having warmer than normal ocean temperatures in the Gulf of Alaska. That kind of helps set up where the high pressures and low pressures are going to be. And if in a conceptual model, it looks like the high pressure ridge would be over the western Gulf. So thinking that wind flows clockwise around high pressure ridges, for Southeast Alaska, that means a lot of our weather might be coming from the interior, or at least from farther northern latitudes. So hence the idea of a cooler than normal winter.
And drier than normal?
Well, a lot of time the correlation is because of where our cool air comes from, which is the interior as opposed to over the Gulf, bringing that dry interior air with it. Now, as we saw in the last week, when we have our cold outbreaks, a lot of times we can have snow right on the heels of that as clouds and precipitation moves back in. So another challenge we're looking at is that with the Pacific Decadal Oscillation sort of being the predominant driver, if you will, of this winter's outlook, is that those kind of winters have shown a lot of variability from week to week and month to month. So this could be one of those winters where we see a little bit of everything, where we've had some snow already, some warm air moving in again. We could have some prolonged periods of snow later on, as well as rainy periods as well. So, again, like I said back in the beginning, there's just nothing really we can hang our hat on to help us lean one direction or the other. So I think we better be prepared for a little bit of everything this winter.
What about wind on the water, sea state, icing, that sort of thing? Does this, looking at some of your models, does that tell you anything about what this winter will be like?
Well, again, on a week-to-week, you know, modeling of the weather, make a distinction between the weather as kind of the day-to-day variability and the climate outlook that NOAA issued is really the season. How is the season going to end up? And so week-to-week, the models will give us an idea of wind. Now, if we do have those cold outbreaks with our famous northerlies and northeasterly winds, sure, we'll have periods of freezing spray and very, very high sea state, things like that. But in general, does the winter outlook give us a hint as to how often that'll happen? No, I'm afraid it does not.